And welcome into an AvWeb Aviation BizCast for this Wednesday, March 12, 2008 from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. ADS-B has been in the news a lot lately, with the comment period for the FAA's requirement for the system passing last week, and the National Aeronautic Association picking up the technology as winner of the prestigious Collier Trophy. Naturally, the Aircraft Electronics Association has had plenty to say about the way the FAA is going about implementing ADS-B. Rick Perry, AEA's government affairs expert, told AvWeb's Russ Niles that while ADS-B is excellent technology, it's not being handled as well as it could by the FAA.
It's been a big week for ADS-B, Rick. First of all, if you could just give us the 30-second version on what ADS-B is and how it's going to affect our lives.
ADS-B, Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, is a reasonably new technology, probably, 7 years old or so. And what it does is that most of the general aviation population recognizes it as the data stream that comes into the airplane, provide a source of weather, a source of traffic, that kind of information. It also automatically broadcasts, as in its name, surveillance information, who you are, where you are, into the air traffic management system or the national airspaces. Somewhat like transponder, but not exactly.
The position reports, altitude, and that sort of thing are more detailed. Plus, it broadcasts your N number, right?
It does a couple of things. First of all, a transponder responds when it's queried by radar, whereas the ADS-B broadcasts automatically. And it does. It broadcasts a lot of information, not unlike Mode S transponders, but it does broadcast, at least in the proposal by the FAA, it broadcasts it to a more accurate level and a consistent level. One of the problems the FAA has with the current radar system is that the further away you are from a radar site, the less accurate the transponder feed is back into the ATC system. And whereas with ADS-B, because it takes its position not from a radar fix from a ground station, but rather from the GPS fix on the aircraft, it gives accurate aircraft position that's consistent no matter where the airplane is in the airspace.
And that's going to be very important for the next generation airspace system. The FAA has finally sort of gotten going on all of this, and the comment period on the notice of proposed rulemaking for ADS-B out ended last Monday. And you folks had a lot to say about it, right?
Well, we raised some issues that have been of concern from our members and from the customers of our members, quite frankly, but the end user, the pilot and operating community themselves. We raised a number of issues that we're a little disappointed with the FAA. When you look at next generation, which is ADS-B, is the surveillance quotient, if you will, of next generation air traffic control. They continue to look at what we call revolutionary change. It isn't a clean, smooth line progression from where we're at today to where we want to be in 20 years. It's marked changes at periodic cycle or periodic time that takes current technology and says, that's great, but that's not good enough. We're going to have to take you to the next level, or as we said, ADS-B on steroids. Because the next generation, the ADS-B requirement to meet primary surveillance is not the ADS-B that we have today, but an ADS-B that is more robust, more accurate, and faster in its transmissions back into to the ATC.
That all sounds like a lot of money to me.
Well, we don't know at this point, and that's part of the problem is that the FAA has a proposal where the dollar signs are estimated, but inaccurately. We know that the existing systems can be upgraded to some extent. What we don't know is what the total upgrade will be. In some respects, if you can think about changing from GPS to WAS and the upgrading of GPS receivers to WAS, some were upgradable, some were not. So we're going to have to see. One of the things with the ADS-B out that the FAA has proposed indicates that we may be able to get by, if you will, with a transponder that transmits in the traditional transponder waves, but then also adds the transmission in ADS-B. And fundamentally wouldn't look any different than the transponder you have in your aircraft today, kind of like a Mode S on steroids, if you would. That may be a solution for a lot of folks, but then you get no benefit of the ADS-B in. It's just meeting the regulatory requirements of broadcasting your position, but not receiving weather and traffic and the other benefits. So, and there are no products. The FAA introduced the technical standard order, the TSO, for ADS-B at the same time that they proposed the regulation. So there are no products out there that actually meet the new requirement. And that's why a lot of this is challenging the FAA's position, cost estimates, timelines, and everything else.
Yeah, but no matter which way you slice it, it sounds like a river of gold for avionics manufacturers. We're going to need this stuff, and somebody has to make it, and that's the members of your organization, right?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not sure that I would call it a river of gold by any means. The challenge we have is that as every time we have a mandated avionics equipage, you know, the timeline's great, but it seems as though 80% of the work is done in the last few years of the mandate. It's not a progressive thing. With the changes with the FAA in particular, it's difficult to sit here and say, you know, yeah, go out and buy ADS-B because, you know, that is the future. And yet we equip the aircraft and then the FAA changes their mind and goes, you know, that system that we were telling you about, you know, it's a good start, but it's not enough. And you don't have the products to amortize the R&D, the development, the certification, and marketing and installation. So it's a real challenge. It's not a pure benefit to anybody. You know, we don't want to be selling products that don't meet their useful life. You know, we all buy avionics for our airplanes with the expected life cycle, and when we don't get that life cycle, that's not in anybody's best interest.
In the middle of all this, National Aeronautic Association on Thursday decided that ADS-B was worthy of its Collier Trophy, which is sort of like the Oscars of the aviation world. How do you feel about that?
I completely concur with it. I think it is a fantastic technology. And that's the thing that I really, you know, want to make sure that everybody understands. We completely support the technology. We think it's a great thing. If you look at the benefit that it has brought to the Alaska community, it literally is the pure benefit far exceeds just the. I mean, going back to the introduction of VORs, almost, it's a fantastic technology. The problem is that the administrator has promoted ADS-B, has convinced people that they should invest in ADS-B. Thousands of people have purchased ADS-B, installed it in the airplane, the entire Capstone community, and then up and down here on the East Coast, where I'm based out of, and it's a great technology. The problem is that the FAA didn't build an evolutionary future where they took what the administrator encouraged everybody to buy and built an air traffic control system that would leverage that and then transition as its useful life time expired to the next generation ADS-B. But rather, their first mandate for ADS-B was ADS-B version 2. And that's just not fair to the flying community, and it's not right for the operating community.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see if they listen to you and the almost 300 other people who took the time to comment. Appreciate your comments today, Rick.
My pleasure, and I'll tell you that they will listen. That's the beauty of rulemaking, is that the FAA must respond. They may not agree with us. They may show where we're incorrect in our assumptions, but they must answer and they must participate. They can't ignore the comments. I say that because I encourage the operating community, anytime the FAA is proposing something that affects their pocketbook, that they get involved in the rulemaking process. They submit their comments to the Department of Transportation docket, because that's how we have a government of the people and for the people.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Rick.
You bet. My pleasure.
And that's Rick Perry, government affairs expert for the Aircraft Electronics Association, speaking about ADS-B. And this has been a midweek aviation bizcast from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, brought to you by Aviation Consumer. You can check it out or subscribe at aviationconsumer.com. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.